It's Saturday, the 25th of October, and it's 11:55 a.m. 5 minutes till noon. We didn't get up till 11 a.m. Went to bed at 11 p.m. last night. And apart from the obligatory trips to the lavvy during the night, still went back to sleep and conked out again. And, oh, you know, normally when we have a long sleep, a long lie, my wife can get up and she's off with it right away, you know. Me, I tend to be very lethargic for the rest of the day, although that may come later. But this morning, for some reason, I'm actually feeling, wow, I'm feeling good. I could climb a tree. No, let's not go there. I could climb that wee tree here. It's only 8 foot tall. But as you probably hear, it's another blustery day. It was a heck of a night. I did wake up a couple of times during the night, for a few seconds I guess, turned over and went back to sleep. Because of the wind, it was howling. And this morning, it's mixed to the other, some bright parts, but in general, it's just horrible, not nice looking skies. It's dry just now, but it's been raining, of course, and the garden is looking a mess. My hair is in a mess. I thought it was raining there, but it's not. It's just the water drop that's been blown off the trees, off to the side, and smacking me in the face. Very refreshing. The tea is going to get cold very quick this morning. Because it's not freezing cold wind or anything like that, but it's cold enough, and at the rate it's flying past, and I've got a bleeding lip, my sewing notice, due to the obvious blood stain on the side of my cup now. Oh my goodness, it's not one thing, it's another. So I'm feeling much better, feeling good. I'm feeling kind of frisky this morning. Well, let's not go that far. No, I'm feeling good. Oh, the sun's trying to get out. Where is the sun anyway at this time of the day? At 12 o'clock on the 25th of October in this part of the hemisphere. I can't give you the latitude or longitude. Well, one's August, Greenwich Mean Time, but I can never remember. 55 degrees, something like that. Yeah, probably wrong. Actually, there's a couple of patches of blue sky, but they are those same patches that are travelling with the clouds at 200 mile an hour. So this morning we had hoped to go and do another card, but my wife, she's got her target set, and she's not got much more to make till she's got her target made for the charity. And so she had hoped and prayed all week for decent weather for either today or tomorrow. This is a car boot, of course. But the forecast for today was not nice at all, and it proved correct. Yeah, you know, there's been rain this morning, so that would have been bad. But with the strength of that wind, there's no way you can be comfortable at a car boot. You're constantly picking stuff up off the floor, as they say. And you'd be standing there getting battered in the wind, and so against our normal ways, she had suggested going to the indoor one at the Lanark Market. That's a big auction, new auction market that was built a few years ago, and they have a indoor car boot. It's not a very good one. It's at least you're dry, cosy inside, but it's well. So she decided, okay, we'll just do that, then at least we'll be indoors, because Sunday's weather's not to be nice also. So I phoned and they said that unfortunately it's cancelled this week because there's a dog show. So guess you had to bear the bad news. But anyway, she just wants it all done and finished with for the winter, and then she can get on with her own things. But there you go, we'll see. I think I'm bleeding badly now because I can feel it running down my chin. What a sight. What a mental picture. So, after my good news about my eye the other day there, I went and seen the doc yesterday about my heel. And he examined it and kind of scratched his head, rubbed his chin a bit, you know, hummed and hawed a wee bit. Yeah, I did a lot of that as well. So he says, I can't send you for an x-ray if it's not metal. And I said, well, I don't think it's metal because I remember when it happened, it was just after I came back from holidays in the sun and the heels were hacked, so I reckon the wee bit of stone would get in there, maybe, possibly. That was my guess. And although the heel is no longer hacked and hasn't been for a while, the pain's still bad, even during the night in bed and things. So he says, I'll tell you what, he says, there's no point sending for an x-ray because it won't show up if it's a wee bit of grit. No, like doors just blew open. It shows you the strength of the wind, huh? Obviously, I didn't close it properly. Anyway, back to the heel. So, I'll tell you what he says, hang on. Just sit there, don't go away. He disappeared. Came back 5 minutes later and appeared with this gel patch he'd got from the clinic from the nurses. Obviously, I went and had a wee word with them to see, get a suggestion, and came back. So I says, okay, what you do is cut this up to suit and stick it. It's very sticky, he says now, and stick it on that part of your heel that's sore. He says, and that will rehydrate that part of the heel, stop it from drying out, he says, and provide a bit of cushion. And just change it every 24 hours, just cut it to. So I've got a patch about 4 inches square, and I think I'd get about 9 out of it, anyway. So I put it on last night before I went to bed, he says, wear a sock. I says, which foot? That was a joke. Yeah, been flippant this morning. No, I said, wear a sock, just to stop your heel scuffing on the bed sheet and taking the patch off, although it's very sticky. So I did. Do you know what? I had no issues during the night whatsoever. And, of course, that could have been the sock. but lately, when I've been up even 2 or 3 in the morning to go for a wee, I have been totally impossible to walk on my heel. If I had to walk on the ball of my foot because the pain was just so bad. Well, I have no issues. I was walking normally, and even this morning getting up at 11 o'clock, there's a slight, just a slight wee bit of discomfort, but compared to what it was, it's minimalist. And that's after just one night. So, who knows? What gets me is what cost it. I like to get to the bottom of things, and you can't go any further on your heel, can you? I really am being flippant this morning, aren't I? Flippant's good. Sun's actually got out, believe it or not. I guess it won't be there long. There's some dirty big black clouds up there. Pardon me. Excuse me for that. I may have to edit that bit. Anyway, I best go and get the eggs on for brekkies. Will it ever be dry enough to get that fence painted? It took me 4 years to get it built. Now it's going to take me about 6 months to get it painted.